All right, I got your host here with us. Take it away, boys.
Hello and welcome to Full Metal Potato. Mr. Black Wolf, you with me, brother?
Yes, sir. I'm right here. What the hell?
Look at here. Look at here. How's things been going, brother?
Man, I tell you what, they've been going great. We got great weather going on down here. You know, the missus, she cooked me a hell of a goddamn Christmas dinner. And then I got drunk.
Well, it must be nice. I'm glad you're having good weather down there. The weather here in Kentucky sucks.
No, it can't be that bad. Shit.
Oh, dude, it's rainy. It's cold. Hell, it's got my body hurting.
Well, we've had our little share of drizzles, but hell, today it was up to 60s. My little old lap dog. We're sitting out on the front porch. Me and Mama, we're sitting out there on the front porch. And I look, my little old dog, she was just a shaking like she's about to freeze to fucking death. I said, baby, you want me to build you a fire? And we went out there and built a little old fire. You know, we got to take care of these animals.
Yeah. Usually what I do when it gets really cold outside, my little boy, he's got a little dog out back. And, usually just bring it in and let it stay down in the basement.
Well,
hell, if I bring it in and let it stay upstairs with us, hell, it'd tear everything up.
You know, that's just like last night. It got pretty chilly last night for down here in Texas. You know, it got down there, it got below 40 degrees. So, you know, I got to go to taking care of my animals when it gets below 40 degrees.
Good God.
And my wife, I was sitting there watching, I was doing some binge watching on that there Netflix old thing out there. And she went out there and smoked her cigarette on the front porch because we don't allow nobody to smoke in the house. And undoubtedly, my wife don't allow no sex in the house either. So... That's okay, too. I got some critters out there that allow it pretty frequently. But anyway, she let my dog in the house. And I done fucked up and run out of dog food. And I said, you got any dog food in there, you know, that we can give my... This is my service dog. She's a big old Alaskan Malamute. And she's like, yeah, well, put her something out there. Put her something she can eat. Well, my dog is an outside dog. She don't much eat in the house if you're going to be watching her.
Yeah.
You know, she's kind of like me in sex. If you're going to watch, I'm not going to do it. You got to that's why I turn the lights out when me and Mama go to bed. You ain't going to be seeing me do it. But anyway. Yeah. She put that dog food out, and I'm binge watching on that there Netflix. That's pretty good damn old show right there at Netflix. They got all kind of shit on there. But anyway, back to my story. I was watching that there Netflix, and I done been drinking beer all goddamn day long. I was like, some of my bitch, I got to go pee. So I went through the piss, and I come back out. Well, my dog... You know, she was in the house all night. So my dog, she thought I done went to bed. And when she thought I'd went to bed, then that was her idea, her clue to go in there and getting that dog food.
Oh, hell.
Just went to piss. She thought I'd gone to bed. I was going to be out of sight for a few hours. Well, I come back out and I open the bedroom door. Because my wife, you know, she don't sleep with the bedroom door open. Because she, you know, anyway.
She afraid you're going to sneak in there, huh?
Yeah, she felt. like she's laying on her side. So that's reason she sleeps with a one of them chastity belts on. I tried to stick a finger in there one time and damn near cut it. The bathroom, when I come back and I opened the door, that damn dog was sitting there eating that food, scared the shit out of her. She went to spinning on the goddamn linoleum floor and threw dog food everywhere. I threw fucking beer, turned my goddamn spit can over. By the time it was all said and done, fuck, it was 5 o'clock in the fucking morning. I went there and I told my wife what happened. She said, well, get your ass to bed. I said, baby, you ain't told me that in 20 fucking years.
Hell. Oh, Lord.
But that shit, all that shit should have happened tonight. I mean, this is New Year's. We get rid of that ignorant ass Obama fucking fella.
Oh, man, I can't wait.
You ain't lying, man. You ain't lying. He ain't done nothing but pussify this country. Everybody's lying.
You know, I've been saying that for the past 8 years that it's no longer the United States of America. It's the pussification of the United States.
When you take a goddamn 60-year-old man who has served this country long enough to reach the rank of a lieutenant colonel and then retire and then build a career in something as much as politics, become well known, you know, that man's been around the block a time or two.
Oh, yeah.
At least he had the audacity and the intestinal fortitude to sit there on a major news network and say, Mr. President, the American people aren't scared. Mm-hmm. The American people are pissed off because you're a pussy.
That's right.
You know that. There has never in the history of the United States has that ever happened.
Yep. Well, you know, that damn Michelle Obama, hell, she's more of a man than Barack is. She got a pretty nice little, looks like she got a pretty nice little set on her too.
Whoa, hold on. Where the fuck you been, brother? Have you been up under the White House skirt? Tell me now.
Oh, I got peekers everywhere, honey.
But never in the history of the United States, you know, we've had some commanders and chiefs that's been some real fucked up idiots. Luckily we've had some that's done more good than they have bad, that's put the United States of America where we're at today.
Yeah.
But this past 8 years has really, really, really taken us down a notch or two. And, you know, I try to, I'm not as good as Proby on Sloop Report, but I try to keep the pulse of the nation. And, you know, the country's fed up. We've never been this weak. Mm-hmm. And everybody says, well, you know, we need politicians that have served. Well, you know, I'm sorry, but just can't anybody step up there in front of that flag and raise their right hand and give the oath that you and I have given and meant it? I mean, it's just not in them.
Yeah.
And granted, Donald Trump, as far as I know, and I've looked quite a bit into it, he has never served. But, you know, that goes without saying. You take somebody who don't know what the fuck he's doing, and when he takes up the the gavel and surrounds himself with people that do know what the fuck they're doing, like General Mad Dog Mattis. Okay, well, now you got something going on for you, buddy.
Yep.
Now you got somebody to listen to.
Well, I'm anxious, you know, to see what he can do. I'm anxious to see what he can get done. I mean, I know that he's got a lot of support from the nation, but he's also got, you know, some people against him. But I'm anxious to see what he does. You know, I'm all for him. You know, I know during the whole thing, you know, the whole process and everything, I was like, well, shit, you know, I don't know who to vote for, but you know, they're both evil. I'm going to vote for the lesser of the two evils. Of course, you know, hell, it had to be Donald Trump because I didn't really want to vote for a murderer.
No. So,
but, you know, after listening to Trump a little bit and the things that he's said and some of the policies he's thrown out there, you know, I think he's going to be a pretty good one, man. I really do.
Well, I'm going to tell you something. I'm not one to stand behind a pulpit and thump on a Bible.
Yeah.
You know, but I am a Christian man.
Yeah.
And I'm going to tell you right now, if the devil himself come up from the depths of hell and ran against Hillary Clinton.
You got that shit right. I'm going to vote for the devil.
It's a motherfucking line, because at least he don't tell me what's on his mind.
That's right.
Ain't gonna be grabbing me by the dick and sticking his finger up my ass at the same time. That's what Hillary Clinton will do. That's the reason Top ain't on the show tonight.
Yeah,
he said he can't keep it in from both ends. Well, bitch, get Hillary Clinton's finger out your asshole, you got.
I'd say that's what it is. He probably got sodomized by Hillary Clinton.
Well, he's got a nice ass toe up in there.
Yeah, stretched him out real good.
Yeah, he got that toe. I seen him.
Yeah.
And I said, damn, Top, what the fuck happened to your toe? He said, I made a trip to the Clinton Foundation. You should have kept that to yourself.
Yeah, I'm going to miss Top being on air tonight. It ain't the same.
No, it ain't. I mean, you know, he's our leader. He's the one we follow.
Yeah, but, and you know, if we're not talking, it's really quiet. We can't hear anybody breathing in the background.
You right there. You right. But you know what? I mean, I wish Top was here with us. I mean, I love the dude to death. He does such awesome shit for the veteran community and you know, with his page and you know, everything like that, you know, as far as Full Metal Potato and what he even done with Fuck ISIS, you know. Yeah, it was all Facebook shutting him down with that bullshit.
Oh, yeah. You know, I was an admin on Fuck ISIS there for quite a while. And, man, there's no telling how many bans I caught. my main profile's on 30-day ban right now.
Well, you know, that's something I did, too. Is you know, because I had only the one Facebook profile, and which had all my family on it, you know.
Yeah.
And I was like, well, you know, just like any veteran, you're a veteran on one hand and you're a family man on the other hand.
Mm-hmm.
You can't let them cross over.
No.
So that's the reason I created just recently created another Facebook profile because I wanted to be able to get out there and say what's actually on my mind without my family showing up at a family reunion with 12 gay shotguns running me.
Well, you know, I had that one account there for a long time, you know, and when I started volunteering with Warrior Point, you know, I thought, well, you know, what I'm going to do, I'm going to make me another account, you know, that way I've got an account that I can use. I guess, you know, you call it a troll account, but, you know, it's just an alternate account so that I could use it for recruiting, stuff like that. And hell, I'm glad I made it now.
I do too. And what's fucking me, because, you know, I'm sorry, you know, old Black Wolf, he's just a simple-minded motherfucker. You know, there's a whole bunch of average some of my bitches are smarter than me, and I can't motherfucker straight. My phone tells me you got a message, and I don't know whether to go through one account, the other account, or up my ass to get that fucking message. The phone told me that.
Yeah, mine tell me, he said, you know, like, on that one account, it'll say, you know, I've got conversation with so many new messages, but, you know, I've got it to where I can switch them back and forth pretty quick now, so.
Well, see, one account remembers my password.
Yeah, the one you got to put it in.
I have to put it in. Mm-hmm. And I'm just too much of a dumb son of a bitch. I can't remember a goddamn thing. So I got to hunt my wife down and say, what's this password? And she said, what password? I said, not to your goddamn chastity belt. The one. God damn it. I know the one of the chastity belt. I just can't ever get it entered in right. She's like, well, if you put me in the butthole, you might get it. Boy, you ought to see the looks I'm getting right now. It's a good thing this radio and ain't TV.
Yeah, right. Well, you know, sometimes you got to spit on it.
Well, I tried spitting on it, and she slapped shit out of me. She the wrong fucking direction, and she didn't like it too goddamn. And then I caught her in there filling up the dishwasher one morning. And I decided I'm going to fill the dishwasher myself. I just Maytag.
Yeah. Maytag, yeah. Maytag you today, Maytag you tomorrow.
Yeah. I'm a Maytag. Right now, she said, no, I'm fixing to Maytag you in the next fucking week.
Yeah.
2016, New Year's Eve, drinking beer, got a jar of peanut butter, my dog laying on the floor in front of me. It's going to be a good night.
Well, I'm sitting here talking to you, letting everybody out there in Radio Land listen to us. Eating fried chicken and some potato wedges and thinking about going and making me some grape drink.
Some grape drink.
Well, not grape drink. It's grape drink.
But let's see if we can get our station host, Heather, to play. Let's pay some bills and see if she can play some commercials for us.
Oh, wait, I got to put this out here. There's a little game that I think Top was wanting to play tonight. Everybody that's listening tonight, every time something is mentioned about RZ6's nut, you have to take a shot or take a drink of whatever alcoholic beverage you're drinking.
And yeah, that's why I kept my mouth shut about that.
Well, you know, Black Wolf, you might get lucky tonight. You get pretty good and plastered. Old lady might love up on you a little bit.
Look here. If that was to fucking happen, I guarantee goddamn tea right here. Black Wolf get lucky. I get that damn plastered. She gonna let me. She gonna take me to bed. And she gonna sing me a lullaby. And she gonna say next morning. She gonna say, "Didn't you enjoy that last night?" I'm like, "Baby, what the fuck are you talking about?" I said, "I fucked the shit out of you." I'm sorry, man. I don't remember a motherfucking thing.
Well, you know, I got a pretty good story to tell, but I think I'm going to save it for another show. I think our first show of 2017, I think I'm going to share the story, but I'll give everybody a little hint. It's when I first joined the military, my trip to MEPS, when I had my medical exam. So y'all just keep that in mind, and next Saturday, that first show of 2017, I'll go into a little bit more detail of what went on and how it came about to where I had to get a waiver to get in the military.
Oh my Lord. You damn near tricked me into saying, you almost tricked me into getting drunk. But you know, our first show of 2017 is going to be our official kickoff of Full Metal Potato. So we're going to get everybody together. Y'all need to join in. But now, you know, Dan and all them are up there in New York. They going to the MMA fight. So, let's take a little old break and pay some bills and show appreciation to our sponsors.
Yes, sir.
Did you get that, Heather?
How'd you know I was in front of the computer? I've been hiding.
Oh, I've got a, you didn't see that camera up in the corner?
That's so not even funny. All right, I need alcohol.
Now you're paranoid, ain't you?
Oh, I'm always paranoid. Dude, I moved in. Let me tell you a little, and here's a little backstory about this house. When I moved in, I heard voices and was convinced there was, like, wires in the house, like a police scanner of some sort, or maybe it was wired, just because I heard voices, and it turns out the baffles in this house are so old that you can actually hear all the surrounding noise around it. But yeah, I almost checked myself in over that shit.
No, you sent me pictures of that house, and I am a paranormal expert. You and I need to have a talk.
Oh yeah, this house has got all kinds of stuff. Built in 1865, buddy. Before women could vote. Lincoln was still alive with this. Well, yeah, Lincoln was still alive when this fucker was built. That crazy? Sorry, I get excited. All right, here's a song. I'll quit yapping. We'll play a song and commercial, and we will be right back.
We'll be right back.
All right, we're going to hold off onto that commercial for a moment. Mainly because... Oh, there it is. Haha. See, this is why people need, like, I don't know, 20 minutes ahead of time. Ah, stop playing, motherfucker.
There comes a time in a man's life that laughter becomes the best medicine. Visit the5b.com today and embrace the Bravo. Titty sprinkles.
This is John Burke, Army veteran of 13 years and combat veteran of Iraq and Afghanistan. For a very long time, I saw soldiers doing physical fitness the incorrect way. So, once after having left the service, I decided to set out on my own journey and open up my own website, intheArenaFitness.com. I will teach you everything you need to know on how to exercise and eat healthy. The choice is yours. Take action now. Once again, the website is intheArenaFitness.com.
Battle in Distress doesn't want your monetary donations. We want your time. Every single day, a warfighter takes their life. We are committed to seeing that statistic destroyed by means of education and empowerment. We need your help. We provide training free of charge. Visit our Facebook page at facebook.com/battleindistress to learn more about how to become one of the elite who make a difference.
Did you just let a family of bald eagles make a nest in your glorious beard? Of course you did, because you're an American who knows how to America. You've got cross rifles on one sleeve and the American flag on the other. Your grunt-style gear says, I am an invincible beast and I'll take my bacon-wrapped bacon with a side of bacon. With grunt-style gear comes great responsibility, so wear it proudly and use your newfound power for good. Go to gruntstyle.com and emblazon pride across your chest. Do it for your country. Gruntstyle.com.
You're listening to VetRS.com.
Are we good?
And you're clear.
We're clear.
Clear.
Well, looky here.
Oh, great. There's two of you now. Can you guys say hello?
Well, you know, I figured that this show might be pretty rough on some people with Black Wolf's accent and my accent put together.
You want the northerner to chime in? A scary looking northerner?
Yeah! I'm sure you're not scary looking.
Boo. I am the day. Every time I went to go get up and do something, something else came up.
Oh no! Here, let me check his profile out here.
Oh no, the profile picture is just full of it.
Oh no, that's fat material there.
No! Black Wolf, will you correct him before I stick my foot up his ass? I'll give you an opportunity to correct his ass. If I gotta correct him, he's gonna remember it. I'm just saying.
I like it. But Heather, I like that choice of song you played, that Party Like It's 1999. You know, that was the best of the best. You know, I was about 3 years after I got out of the military when I could walk in the bedroom. I mean, all I had to do was walk in the bedroom and Mama's clothes would go to flying left and right. I mean, she just couldn't do it. I walked in the bathroom of Walmart one time when she was in there. And she busted the freaking doors off the hinges and shit like... Yeah, I was a stud back in them days. but then we get older, and now all I got to look forward to is my dog.
Humping your wife's leg.
Yeah, humping my wife's leg. No, I can't do that. Come on, Heather. You see my wife. You seen how short her legs are.
Hey.
Can you see me trying to hump that? Are you trying to say I am inadequate? That little old short leg.
I tell you what, I used to laugh at my dad. He bought him a Harley. You know, he's 72 years old now, but he bought him a Harley back when he was about 65. And hell, he'd ride uptown, you know, and hell, you know, riding uptown, he's only about 4 or 5 miles from where he lives. He'd ride uptown. He'd stop up there at the courthouse and park in front of the courthouse. He'd get off of it and he'd go over there and sit on that bench. You know, and a couple of his buddies had Harleys. They'd go up there and they'd ride up there and they'd get off their bikes and sit on the bench. They'd all be sitting up there talking. Hell, they ranged, you know, in age from 55 to 70, 75. And, hell, as you know, I'd be cruising town. I'd stop in there and I'd say, "How you doing, bud?" You know, you mess with dad all the time. "How you doing, bud? You decided to ride uptown here and sit on the dead Peter bench?"
Mama, she bought me some of them there. What the hell they call, baby? What they call them blue pill? Viagra's. Viagra's. She bought one in Viagra's for me. And
oh, no.
I took some of my bitch, and all I did was wake up in the morning with a stiff neck. It got
stiff neck.
So about a week later, she handed me another one of them some of my bitches, and I said, "Oh hell no!" After that stick, now I ain't taking this shit. So what I did, I took me a piece out there, old duct tape, and I taped that somebody to the headboard. And she the bed, you know, she'd come out there, she'd go in there. She, you know, Mama got this whole thing about the whole washing the face and everything like that, you know, when I'm laying in bed waiting for her, you know, come up out the bathroom. And she finally come up out the bathroom with that little old silk robe on. I rolled over on bed and I reached up there where I had that little old blue pill duct taped to the headboard. I took a couple of licks off that son of a bitch, and I tell you what, I like to have pounded the guts out of her. She woke up next morning, she couldn't shit, she couldn't do anything. I had to bring her breakfast to bed. It was terrible.
I bet that's the hardest your tongue's ever been, wasn't it?
Right now, I put my tongue to work, and she couldn't walk for fucking 3 days. She said, "Baby, please stop. Please stop." I said, "If I stop, you better bring the dog in here because something's going to happen."
Well, I tell you what, hey, I used to take them things to keep me from rolling out of the bed at night. It's just like a kickstand.
Yeah, you need them goddamn kickstands every once in a while. But I tell you what happened to me, I got my horses out there in my old barn, and I had this mare, she couldn't mare. She had her little old filly. And brother, you know, I'm not ashamed of saying, you know, I've had me a stump broke mare a time or two, you know.
Just a good old boy.
A stump broke mare is. But she had that little old filly, and I didn't need no stump.
Yeah.
And she'd wiggle that tail, and oh my God. 4 or 5 of the motherfucking Viagras, and I went out there. And I damn near ate more hay than the fucking horses did just trying to keep my strength up.
You said earlier something about bringing a dog in there. Hell, that reminded me of a story. This old boy got up one morning. He wanted to go fishing, and he told his wife. Said, "Honey," we're gonna go fishing today. He said, "Won't you go in there? You know, get ready and make us some sandwiches to take with us and everything, and we'll go on a big fishing trip today. She said, "Honey, I don't want to go fishing." She said, "You know I don't like going fishing." And she said, "I'd do anything to get out of it." He said, "Well, I tell you what." He said, I'm gonna give you three choices." He said, "We can just go ahead and go fishing, you know, take lunch with us and everything, just make a day out of it." He said, "You can do that." He said, "Or," he said, "you can give me a blow job, or we can do anal." He said, "If you give me a blow job or do anal, you don't have to go." And she said, "Well, I don't know." She said, "I'm going to have to think on that." He said, "Well, I'll tell you what." He said, "I'm going to go out here. I'm going to get the boat ready and feed the dogs and everything." He said, "And I come back in." He said, "You just might as well just tell me what you're going to do. Make up your mind." And she said, "Okay." So he went out there and he messed around a little bit and got the boat ready, you know, messed around there with the dogs and everything. He came back in. He said, "All right, honey." He said, You figured out what you're going to do?" She said, "Well," she said, "you know I don't want to go fishing." And she said, "And you know I don't like anal." She said, "So I guess I'll just give you a blowjob." He said, "Well, all right." He sat down there, and she started to do her thing there, and she stopped right there in the middle of it, and she said, "Shoo." She said, "God damn." She said, "That tastes like shit." He said, "Oh, yeah, I forgot to tell you, the dogs didn't want to go either."
But you know what? A man's got to do what a man's
got to do. That's right.
Well, man, look at here. I tell you what, I am just, you know, I'm so tickled about the way, you know, 2016 finished out, you know, with, you know, as far as VetRS, you know, the road we're going on and what all's happened and everything like that. I mean, we get on here. We can, this is, you know, the only reason we can get on here and go back and forth with each other and say what we say is because of the one person that got out there and made it all happen. And everybody just fell in line. And that, you know, Dan Erickson.
That's right. You know,
I don't know how many people out there has ever met Dan Erickson. But you will never find a more humble person in your life.
Well, you know, I haven't ever had the pleasure of meeting him face to face, but you know, we've went back and forth quite a bit, you know, through Facebook and everything. And, you know, back when he was part of, you know, another entity that we won't mention, the two letter entity. And, you know, I used to go back and forth with him when he was on there too, you know, and always had a good time. And he's just a cool dude, man. You know, he's got that sense of humor, you know, he cracks me up, and it's just a really good guy. And he's all about helping veterans when they're in need. And you're right. You'll never meet a person quite as humble or, you know, willing to help out somebody as him. And, oh, and we'll go ahead and wish him a happy birthday also.
No doubt. No doubt.
Today was his birthday. I believe he turned, what was it? He turned 75 today, didn't he? Or something like that.
Oh, right around there, you know. I don't think he knows.
Yeah, you know? Yeah. But,
All bullshit aside, you know, there's several people out there that could have created a veteran radio platform and then they try to run Hitler over it, telling you what you can do and what you can't do. You know, fortunately enough for us, you know, we got Dan. And you can ask you know, I've been following, I've been with Dan for over 3 years. You know, like I said, you'll never meet a more humble person. All he's ever said from the onset of this major enterprise he's done was, all I want to do is make one person smile. If I can get one veteran to laugh, then I've done my job.
Yep.
You know, yeah, and I sign on completely wholeheartedly with that. Yep. He's never put a whole bunch of restrictions on his host. You know, his restrictions, I think you can pretty much narrow down into two categories. You don't do nothing racial, because he will hang up on your ass in a heartbeat doing racial.
Yeah.
And you don't degrade other veterans and other hosts. I mean, now you take that for example. Yeah, we make jokes against each other about Marines eating crayons and you know, what's going on with the Navy and the Coast Guard, but you never see anything really about which makes it, and believe you me, I got my safety pin on, which safe space for all of us.
But I love, you know, my safety pin is a firing pin out of the boat carrier group.
There you go.
But that's my safety pin.
I love what Dan has done with VetRS, you know, with the programs he's brought on, all the hosts. I've listened to every show, every one of them. And I mean, we've got the best, the very, very best shows out there. You know, as far as radio goes, and I talked to Dan and I talked to Proby almost a year ago, and they thought I was full of shit. I said, I see this being on, you know, when you get your vehicle and you subscribe to that XM or Sirius radio.
Yeah.
This being there. And they're like, dude, you're smoking a pipe dream. But you look at how far we've come.
Oh yeah.
You know, if Jerry Springer can make it, if that other motherfucker can make it, why can't we? All we got to do is strive to do it. I mean, we've got people like we've got tech people like Heather, Josh, Kobe. You know, we've got the talent. You know, you take yourself, Top, Chad, Bulldog. You take all. We've got the talent out there.
Mm-hmm.
Tim Jensen. I mean,
he's just got that radio voice. Hell, I hear Tim talk on the radio, and I get all warm and fuzzy and.
Exactly.
You sure that's warm?
Exactly. And I mean, you know, VetRS could even start doing something with combat veterans. Mm-hmm. I mean, I tune into Facebook regularly just to see what other video combat veteran has on there.
Yeah.
Because life is all about humor.
Oh, yeah. And
there will never be nobody make you laugh more than him.
So, what is it they say for every laugh you add, what, seven minutes to your lifespan or something like that?
Exactly. Exactly. So, you know, 2016 has brought us all these wonderful things.
Mm-hmm.
You know, the hell with Obama. Fuck him. Yeah, fuck that some of them, bitch.
I just feel like he hasn't done anything but try to divide the nation.
Exactly. That's all he's done. You know? And I'm going to tell you right now, you know, I'm going to be truthfully honest with you. He's done a very successful job at it.
Yeah.
Very successful. You know, you look at what's going on right now. I mean, he's always said, you know, he's Christian and blah, blah, blah. Bullshit. The son of a bitch for 8 years has done nothing, nothing at all, but build the Islamic nation and try to instill it in the United States of America.
Well, you know, I never really did like the fucker in the first place. But, you know, for any president to stand up and say that it's time for all military members to stand against the commander in chief in you know, and go against anything that the commander in chief asked him to do, you know, that's just pretty shitty right there. You know, I don't know. I don't understand it.
Well, I'll tell you what, Heather, I don't know if you're still on here, but let's bust to a commercial break. It's, we've been on air for an hour and,
I believe what Black Wolf's trying to say is he's got to go pee.
All right, but no,
it ain't that. I'm trying to get some business done here.
Whoa! Put the Viagra down, please. Thank you.
No, I had Rebecca. Could you shut up? I have not licked the bedpost as of yet, but it's coming. It's gonna get here. I'm looking for a song that one of our esteemed listeners has requested, and I'm trying to scroll up to it, but it's going by way too motherfucking fast for my slow ass to keep up with.
Is that in the chat?
Oh, okay. I'm going to go back to the bottom. Ron, what song do you want to listen to? That's probably the best one. Oh, there we go. He did. He's ahead of me. Heather, can we break to commercial since we're at the top of the hour and play some Wabash Cannonball for Ron C.
All right. While I look for that, I'm playing the other song I wanted to play. So you're going to have about 7 minutes. Starting now.
Stairs, a loner in pairs, and makes a buzzity sound. It's long, a schlong, a marvelous dong.
Everyone knows it's dildo.
What fits in a sock feels better than cock, and unlike a man, it's slow. It vibrates a bit, feels great on your clit.
Everyone knows
it's dildo. It's dildo, it's dildo. It's big, it's fleshy, it's ribbed.
It's dildo, it's dildo.
Yes, that's right, it's ribbed. What fits in your cracks, some even have sacks. The penis you don't have to blow. They're not just for gays, they use double A's.
Everyone knows it's dildo.
A dildo dog, a dildo plane, many more vibrating toys. You turn the knob, they buzz and throb, feels great in girls and boys.
Yes, that's right, folks. Dildo brand dildos aren't just for women anymore. We also make a long line of butt plugs.
Butt plugs. Butt plugs. Butt plugs. Butt plugs. Butt plugs. Butt plugs. Butt plugs. Butt plugs. Butt plugs.
Choo choo!
From the great Atlantic Ocean to the wide Pacific shore, she climbs the flowery mountains or the hills and by the shore. She's mighty tall and handsome, she's known quite well by all.
She's a regular combination on the Wabash Cannonball. Listen to the jingle, the rumble and the roar, as she glides along the woodland, o'er the hills and by the shore. Hear the mighty rush of the engine, hear those lonesome hobos call. Traveling through the jungle on the Wabash Cannonball. She came down from Birmingham one cold December day. As she pulled into the station, you could hear all the people say, she's from Tennessee, she's long and she's tall. She came down from Birmingham on the Wabash Cannonball. Listen to the jingle, the rumble and the roar, as she glides along the woodland, o'er the hills and by the shore. Hear the mighty rush of the engine, hear those lonesome hobos call. Traveling through the jungle on the Wabash Cannonball. Here's the Daddy Claxton, may his name forever stand, and always be remembered in the courts throughout the land. His earthly race is over, and the curtains round him fall. They'll carry him home to Dixie on the Wabash Cannonball. Listen to the jingle, the rumble and the roar, as she glides along the woodland, o'er the hills and by the shore. Hear the mighty rush of the engine, hear those lonesome hobos call. Traveling through the jungle on the Wabash Cannonball.
Obligatory. Yee-haw! Oh, in case you didn't notice, we're back at... Oh, wait, no, I guess I could play a commercial.
There comes a time in a man's life when laughter becomes...
Yeah, you forgot that.
Visit the5b.com today and embrace the Bravo. Titty sprinkles.
This is John Burke, Army veteran of 13 years and combat veteran of Iraq and Afghanistan. For a very long time, I saw soldiers doing physical fitness the incorrect way. So, once after having left the service, I decided to set out on my own journey and open up my own website, inthearenafitness.com. I will teach you everything you need to know on how to exercise and eat healthy. The choice is yours. Take action now. Once again, the website is inthearenafitness.com.
Battle in Distress doesn't want your monetary donations. We want your time. Every single day, a warfighter takes their life. We are committed to seeing that statistic destroyed by means of education and empowerment. We need your help. We provide training free of charge. Visit our Facebook page at facebook.com/battleindistress to learn more about how to become one of the elite who make a difference.
Did you just let a family of bald eagles make a nest in your glorious beard? Of course you did, because you're an American who knows how to America. You've got cross rifles on one sleeve and the American flag on the other. Your grunt-style gear says, I am an invincible beast and I'll take my bacon-wrapped bacon with a side of bacon. With grunt-style gear comes great responsibility. So wear it proudly and use your newfound power for good. Go to gruntstyle.com and emblazon pride across your chest. Do it for your country. Gruntstyle.com.
You're listening to VetRS.com.
Now we're back. Men, man your posts. Hello.
So,
buttons on your underwear.
Why?
I don't know. That's just the expression they used to say, and I don't know why I'm trying to talk like y'all, but I just feel obliged.
Well, look at him. So.
Give me one of those bears, please.
Man, I'll tell you what I got. I went to the store today and I bought me two cases and went looking for a third one, but I didn't find it.
Did you get drunk on the way looking for the third one? Is that what happened?
Hell no, it was right down the road, but I tell you what, I think I done drunk half of it.
Alrighty then.
No. So, you know, we started at the beginning of this, and I'm willing to pick up the torch. You know, we got RZ6 on here with us. RZ6, are you still here with us?
He fell in the toilet.
No.
RZ6. Number one, who the hell are you? Number two, where the hell are you? Number three, get back here now. Just kidding.
Come on in here.
I like talking like this. Is that messed up? The smart ass in the background is my daughter. Say hi, Katie. Now she'll shut up. She just hisses at me.
Yeah. So, you know, we right here, Heather, we right here on the eve of 2017.
Thank God.
You know, let's see, I've got two hours before the New Year's. You got 1 hour.
Yep.
So tell me, what is it about 2016 you're looking forward to leaving behind?
Ooh, I got a horrible one for you. My best friend's son basically had a psychotic break and set himself on fire. And he didn't make it. And it was a really rough time period for her, especially, obviously. She somehow miraculously made it through the whole year. Tonight's her birthday, actually. Happy birthday, Angel, if she's listening, which is doubtful, but you never know. But she's been through, you know, it's just nice to put that year of it happening behind. I mean, I know she's going to have a long road ahead of her.
Right.
But that was just one event that was the clincher for me. I was real unsure about 2016, and then that shit happened, and it was just like, you know, what else can you do after that? So that, I guess that's one of them. I don't know. I don't know about you, but I mean, I've done a lot of self-discovery, but this fucking year particularly has been kind of rough for myself and pretty much a lot of the people that I know. I think I don't normally talk about politics, but I can say I'm actually looking hopeful. I'm actually looking forward to 2017 and the changes that are going to come. I know I might not necessarily agree with all the changes, but I hope the overall goal is for a better America. And that's, you know, and as cliche as it sounds, I'm hoping America is great again. Like, I would like to see some things change. And I'm very excited to see that direction change and the mentality change. So I'm definitely looking forward to that.
Right.
Did I answer your question? I don't even know what the damn question was anymore. I got all reversed.
Well, yeah, you answered it. It's what we're looking to put to bed in 2016 and what we're looking forward to in 2017. As you know, but I don't know how many of our listeners know, you know, 2016 was pretty traumatic for me. Of course, I come on board with VetRS back in January, things were looking good. Things were looking up. Looked like it was going to be a good year. And, you know, I lost my father back in 2000. And the only one I had, the only two people I had to look forward to was, other than my kids, was my wife and my mother. Well, as very few people know, me and my mother were extremely, extremely, extremely close. We were not so close growing up, but after I got out of the military, we got extremely close. And she had been having some health problems, and over the course of a couple of years, you know, I told Mom, I was like, you know, which I've done with both my parents from the time I was 20 years old. Neither one of my parents would spend a day, not one single day, in a nursing home. And that's due to the fact when I got out of the military in 1996, I worked in a nursing home and I seen how they treated their quote unquote residents. And I would not subject one of my parents to that kind of lifestyle. So I told both my parents, neither one of y'all will spend a moment of your life in a nursing home. And I meant that. Well, my mom had complications. She had surgeries. Half of one lung was removed. And she is still living in her house. I mean, give the woman kudos. She is a hell of a woman. She put three husbands in the ground and outlived them all. I mean, she's a hell of a woman. And she moved in. Last 2 years of her life, she moved in here with me and my wife. We took care of her. But things went south along about May. I know, Heather, you're aware of it because you see me kind of fall out of sight. When my mom went on hospice and right after passed away. And it was hard. It was hard. I didn't know if I was going to recover from it or not. But I knew two things. If I wanted to recover from it, I need to console in my wife. And don't get me wrong. I'm an asshole. I made derogatory comments about my wife on here tonight. But understand, that's all in joking. I've been married to my wife for 32 years. I love her like I love nobody in my life. And she took as much care of my mother in those final days than I did. But my mom passed away right here in my house. My wife was the one that found her. We tended to her prior to those final days in May. And I wouldn't be here right now if it wasn't for my wife. She has brought me through it. I talked to my wife about this whole thing with VetRS. And she's like, John, you love VetRS. You'll give anything to VetRS. Stay with it. And I was willing to take the long road to where I didn't need to go. Except for the people that I know, which is, you know, Heather, Dan, Top, Proby, Ron C., you know, the people of VetRS, Mary, all the hosts, You know, they'll never let you down. They just won't do it. They'll be there for you. Don't make a damn what time, day or night, because I've contacted them. They'll be there for you. And that means more to me than anything closing out 2016. It's because I know those people will be there for me. You know, just like, I don't know how many of y'all tuned in to the VetRS award show. It was a great award show, and I'm appreciative to everyone that voted, everyone that's always tuned in. I myself won the
best voice of 2016.
What was it called?
Best Voice of 2016.
Yes, Best Voice of 2016. You know, you some of my bitches, y'all surprised me. Because I guarantee you, when I went through there and I voted, I went through and I voted. I placed my bid. You know, I looked at what I was up against, people such as Corn Dog, you know, Tim Jensen, people like that. You know, I was like, okay, I'm going to place my vote, but I'm not putting a whole lot of stock into it. And, you know, I won. And I'm extremely thankful to the people that listen to VetRS. We've got the best.
Can you hear me?
Yep.
Yeah. Well, goddamn, where'd you go, brother?
Can you guys hear me?
Yes.
Yeah.
I can't hear any of you.
Well, we can hear you.
I don't know.
All right.
I don't know. I think my Skype is taking a dump on me.
You have a voice meter? Hello.
I'm going to hang up on him and call him back.
Okay. But anyway, back to what I was saying. You know, we got the best support group. We got the best listeners of anything out there. And that's what I don't want to leave from 2016.
Yes, okay, say something. I don't know if I can hear you or not.
La 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 talking.
No, I can't. I can see your mouth moving, but I can't hear you. I don't know. Let me see if I can drop out and see if it needs another update or something, and I'll try to jump back in.
Mhm. You got to make a sacrifice to the Skype gods.
Yeah, you do. But anyway, you know, I didn't mean to get all touchy-feely right there, but 2016 was a great year in some aspects it wasn't. But looking forward to 2017, you know, continuing my relationship with VetRS. I know I've got Heather right there to get me straight on my tech. And I tell you something else too. Come 2017, I've done been talking. Come 2017, this is what you got to look forward to, all you people from Texas. We're bringing back new and loud the Texas Revolution.
Oh, I can hear you.
With Todd Snelling. We're going to get that straightened out. He's fell out for a couple of months. But we're going to come back with Texas Revolution. So be looking forward to listening to it. And we're glad to have RZ6 back. And I've got my beer in my hand. So RZ6. Glad you could get your nut out of your goddamn mouth.
I think what it was causing interference. you know, I wrap tinfoil around it, and I think everything's good now.
Good deal. Good deal. We just talking about the award show.
Yeah.
That was hosted by Josh. I hope he puts it on Podomatic, because I'm sure, you know, especially with night being what it is, there's a lot of people out on the roads. And, oh, my God, please be careful if you're traveling. Don't drink and drive. Please, 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 please do not drink and drive. If you want to sit and swerve, that's okay. But don't drink and drive. Let's get you a designated driver.
Definitely.
Don't drink and drive. We want you all here with us.
But if you do drink and drive, drive on the opposite side of the road with your lights off, about 70 miles an hour. It's a trip.
My God. You trying to get somebody?
No, I'm just kidding. No, definitely don't drink and drive. That's, you know, back when I was younger and stupid, you know, hell, I had a fake ID, and there was a little place between, you know, here where I live now, there was a little place between here and Fort Campbell, and hell, I'd go down there and that fake ID. Hell, I was 17 years old, had an ID that said I was 25, and hell, you know, I'm almost 38 now. I'll be 38 in exactly a week, and I look like I'm 22, 23 years old, and so you can imagine what I looked like when I was 17. I looked like I was 12.
You were a baby.
Yeah. But I would go in there, and hell, they wouldn't, you know, they carded me that one time, that first time, and every time I went in there after that, they never carded me again. And, you know, 17 years old, just started drinking and stuff. I'd walk in a liquor store, and I'd walk out with some of that Mad Dog 2020.
Oh, Jesus.
Banana Red. Oh, my God, you talk about a headache the next morning.
Well, you know, you talk about that age business right there. I think it was summer before last, a buddy of mine, this little old girl, and I say girl, you know, he was dating, he ended up marrying. At the time he was dating her, she was 20 years old. We went to this Mexican restaurant.
What are they?
He was helping me do some work and stuff like that, and we had to go get some parts or whatever. I was like, y'all come on, I'm gonna take you and buy you lunch. Well, we went down there to this Mexican place, and he and I drinking.
Sorry. Can't help it. He looked like Tourette's.
He looked well while we were drinking beer, and she, you know, you could tell she wanted to drink a beer herself.
Yeah.
You know? And I told her, now this is how immature this girl was. I told her, I said, you can't have a beer. She's like, well, if one of y'all buy it for me, I can. I said, no, you can't have a beer till you get that Similac off your lip.
Damn.
This girl literally got up from the table, went to the bathroom crying.
Wow.
Now, she must understand.
She must have been one of them snowflakes.
Do I give a fuck? She come back to the table and cried her tears. And I was like, look here. You done used all that toilet paper to wipe all them tears off your face, and you still got a little bit of dab of Similac right there on your fucking lip. Don't try it again. Some of my bitches.
Hell.
See, what are you, you know, tell me what you're looking you're grateful for getting rid of in 2016, looking forward to in 2017?
What am I grateful for getting rid of, and what am I looking forward to? I really had never gave it any thought.
Well, are you going to get your motherfucking nut shrunk or what?
Oh, hell, it's already started shrinking. I was hoping that it would last until Grunt Fest 4, you know, so we could set up a little kissing booth. $5, kiss the nut. But no, I really haven't gave it any thought, Black Wolf. Hell, there ain't really too much I've given up in 2016.
No, I mean, it's just, you know, I'm just old and I'm looking for a better tomorrow, a better America.
Yep.
Because America has taken. Go ahead, Heather.
I said, make America great again.
There you go, baby.
Hey, you know, she tried to sound Southern, but she still sounded like a Yankee doing it, didn't she?
You know, it's the thought that counts. But she's absolutely right. Make America great again. I mean, Obama has destroyed us to the point. You know, I tell you, okay, I'm gonna draw it down to you like this right here. We fixed the Black Wolf this shit. You know, in the past several years, we watched two space shuttles blow up. Mm-hmm. We watched the Twin Towers fall. Okay. And anybody that was involved in school activities, whether it be junior high school, or college, were still required to maintain their class load, still required to turn in their homework, so on and so forth. But here we are in 2016 under the Obama administration, and the president you want, because of her being a treasonous, trading, trampless, some of a bitch.
She's a hoe. I think you think she's a hoe. She's a hoe.
Yeah, she's a hoe. Didn't get elected. They're going to cancel classes and offer counsel to the people who are too distraught.
Yeah.
It's my motherfucking redneck goddamn ass. Get you a goddamn six pack of beer and get the fuck over it. You stupid son of a bitches.
Just a bunch of pussies, man. I don't know. It blows my mind. It blows my mind that some of those people you see on the videos crying because she didn't get elected. Hell, you'd think that they had a death in the family.
Well, you know what cracks me up anything more than anything, and this should have been blasted network wide on the news. This cracks me up more than anything. And I can't remember if it's when they announced Trump had made the 270 Electoral College, or if it was during Hillary's concession speech. But this one dude standing in the audience listening.
Eating boogers.
Now that's who's voting for goddamn Hillary Clinton.
Yeah.
A booger eater.
Mm-hmm. That and illegal undocumented immigrants.
Yes. Yes. I mean, Hillary has blamed it on everything from, and here's something else too. During the third debate, any politician who does not allow the vote, who refuses to accept the vote of the American people, is unconstitutional, blah, 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 blah. I don't exactly remember how she worded it, because she's a dumb bitch and I didn't listen to her any goddamn how. But, you know, she says something along them lines. And then, because everybody was so sure Hillary was going to win it, hands down, landslide, you know. And when it didn't happen, guess who's doing all the fucking recounts and who refuses? Russia influenced the vote. Russia didn't hire all them some bitches to act like idiots at a goddamn Trump rally.
Oh, hell, I got a phone call. You know, those soliciting phone calls where they call you and ask you who you're voting for and they ask you to vote for a certain person. I got a phone call from a guy named Ivan. And he asked me if I'd vote for Hillary Clinton.
Oh, this is your friendly neighborhood Hillary questionnaire. Would you vote for Hillary? Fuck you, bitch. No, I won't. Click.
Not no, but hell no.
Hell to fuck no.
You know, okay, you take what makes America great. Okay, the Republican National, Republicans, you know, everybody knows Republicans is what, how do I put this? We want what the great generation gave us.
Mm-hmm.
You know, when America was great, when America was strong, when America would not put no one in the White House unless they had a military background, correct?
Yep.
Well, this is 2017. We don't have that luxury, but we do have the luxury, and there was, I'm fixing to tell up something on Black Wolf right now. There was a time I did a bunch of shit with executives and everything like that. I went to all their seminars. I did all their workshops.
You did what? With whom?
With executives, CEO executives.
Mm-hmm. That's what we're calling it now. I got you. I got you. I understand.
Okay. Are you sure that they weren't transecutives?
A few of them very well may have been. Bottom line, rule of thumb, if you don't know, surround yourself with people who do know.
Mm-hmm.
Now you take that and you put it what's going on in the world today with, well, not in the world, with this country today. What has Donald J. Trump done? Everybody he's put in his office has had something to do with military.
Yep.
Think about it. What are you giggling about, Heather?
I'm sorry. I'm kind of tipsy watching my 7-year-old dance, and I put the camera on her, and she was like, what the... moved it back. That's what I'm making it. Sorry. It's way past her bedtime, way past my sober time, clearly.
Well, you know, Black Wolf, I look at it like this. Donald Trump couldn't have picked a better person as sick death. I can tell you that right now. Obama took him out because, you know, he didn't want to hurt the Muslims' feelings and all that. But Donald Trump put somebody in there that'll fucking kill him.
Well, just like the meme going around says, Obama fired Mattis because he wanted to kill ISIS.
Yeah.
And Trump appointed him Secretary of Defense.
Yep.
You know, okay, let's look at that for a minute. I mean, we're not going to stand for this bullshit no fucking more. Mm-mm. We got a president, I feel, and I could be wrong. You know, we're just going off of what his campaign promises are.
Well, you know, Obama just wanted to protect his buddies. You know, he didn't want what he built to be broken down.
Yeah. Well, let's get another voice here.
We are experiencing technical difficulties. Please stand by. Fix ourselves. It's called unfucking. Please hold on while we figure out how to unfuck ourselves. I want to make that an official technical message. Every time we have issues, like that motherfucker just comes up. Please stand by where we unfuck ourselves. Thank you. No, she's trying to get a Skype. She could call in. However, I would have to put you on hold and then grab you guys and throw you into another phone call. If you're up for that, we could totally do that.
What, it's up to you, though. Whatever you want to do.
All right. Well, if you'd like to call in, the phone number is 734-335-4939. I say again, let me say it so y'all understand. 734-335-4939. NASCAR! 734-335-4939. I do declare. You can call in. What he said.
She sounds like she's from Britain coming clear.
Oh, you like my Britain talk? It's not very polished, but I'm trying.
Hello, Governor.
Hello, Governor. Mary says
hello,
no.
Hello, Governor.
She was interested, and now she's not. I broke it. I'm
here
sorry.
You go. Here you go. Let me get little RZ6 Jr. to say hello, Governor. Say it for us, buddy. Say hello, Governor.
Hello, Governor.
Smashing, darling. Absolutely bravo. Smashing.
Oh, hell, he's going to say it all night now.
I tried to get my daughter to say it, and she said, never. Odin wants to say it.
Yeah, you're going to wake up in RZ6 and look, hey, boy, get up. Hello, Governor.
I tell you what I did. He went to his mama's on Christmas Day. And, you know, every year he goes to his mom's on Christmas Day. He does Christmas Eve here and he gets up and, you know, sees that Santa Claus has been here. And then his mama come and get him and he stays for a week. And, you know, he usually comes home the day right before he has to go back to school. Well, I don't know. I guess she couldn't handle him for a week this time. I got him, brought him home and everything. And I took him and I bought him a couple of late Christmas presents. And I got him one of those drones. We went out and we flew it around a little bit and the damn thing took off and went away from us. And we couldn't get it to fly right. So we boxed it back up and took it back. And I decided to get him a cell phone. He's been asking for a cell phone for 2 years. And I told him, I said, look, buddy, I said, when you turn 10 years old, I'll get you your own cell phone. Well, he's going to be 10 in March. So I decided to go ahead and get it for him and set it up, you know, got it all going. And I tell you what he did. The very first damn thing he did when he turned that phone on and got it in his hands is he sent me a text message and it said, I love you, Daddy. And, man, it just tore me up. I thought it was the sweetest thing he could have ever done.
That is sweet.
Pretty good. Yeah, pretty good kid. Except he can be a little asshole sometimes, too. But he is. He's a sweet kid. Couldn't ask for a better kid. Got a, you know, I'm an assistant coach for his basketball team, and he's got a little friend on his team, and his great grandmother or something like that lives with him, and they take care of her. And his little buddy wanted me to take him home after a ball game one night, and we all got there at the same time, and his great grandmother got out of the car, and she doesn't walk very well.
Oh, okay, that's how it fucking works.
Little guy, he walked up and grabbed her hand and helped her to the door and everything, and you know, without anybody even asking him. And I thought it was just sweet as hell. Oh God, there's Mary.
Yeehaw! Welcome to the show, Mary. Can you give
What's
us
going
a
on?
Yeehaw? Let me hear your southern drawl.
My southern drawl.
She does it better than I do. Shit, I'm going to be out of a job.
I thought she said, let me see your drawls.
Mary, I love you. Please don't show me your drawers. That's for another show. Tits, Sunday, 2100.
No, oh, no. They're not drawers. They're drawls.
Drawls? Whatever.
Drawls.
Drawl. I can't say it. The damn northerner draws. Won't allow me to say it. It refuses. Does not compute.
So what's going on, Mary?
I'm just drinking and shit.
Mary is our I wouldn't say competitive listener. She's like a true blue Full Metal Potato listener. I don't think we've ever had a show that Mary wasn't listening in.
Well, that's a good thing. Thank you, Mary, for supporting us.
A dog. Oh, he's got his dog.
I didn't get to see the dog. Let me see the dog. I didn't see the dog. Sure. I don't know why I'm talking like this. I'm going to make it stop. I can't stop.
Oh. Mary, you haven't seen Odin, have you?
No.
Odin. Odin. Come. The Odin.
Hell, I sent. God dang.
Oh my God, so cute.
I would show y'all my dog, but I sent her with my brother-in-law earlier to spend the week.
It's Heather Jr.
I've got an English bulldog. Wasn't in there long enough.
Show her your snap.
That laugh.
Come on.
No.
No fun.
Oh my God. That's hilarious.
Hey, you better watch out there, Black Wolf. You won't need any of those blue pills that dog keeps licking that ear like that.
Oh my God.
Hey, yeehaw.
Well, where are you going? Come back here.
Come back, y'all.
He'll be in there in the kitchen in the cabinets trying to get some peanut butter out here in a little bit.
Hell yeah.
Oh, my God. That's hilarious.
I love you, baby. Don't tell mama.
For those special times with your dog, I love you, puppy, so much. No, peanut butter over here. Over here. Sorry.
That dog said, I've been talking to the other neighborhood dogs, and they said our peanut butter game's weird.
I think I'm going to bring y'all outside.
Mary, how you been doing? Tell me, what are you what are you glad to get rid of in 2016, and what are you looking forward to in 2017?
I'm going to say hi to everyone.
New Year.
Say hi. Happy New Year.
Happy New Year, man. I just said it.
Happy New Year.
We'll say hi to my dog. Fritz, come here. Look. Fritz.
Did you just figure out Skype or something?
No. Kinda.
What's up, boys?
Yeah, this is Black Wolf and Heather and RZ6.
I'm a girl, I swear.
You don't want to see RZ6.
Oh, okay. Well, fuck that guy. No, I'm just kidding. Right there. You're you're putting your finger on it.
Doing it. Happy New Year, guys.
You too, buddy.
Happy New Year.
Oh, shit. In like, what, 5 minutes or something?
12. No, it's like, it is 12 minutes to the new year.
Oh, we were about to.
What we got? We got T minus 12 minutes.
Midnuts. Midnuts.
Midnuts.
Did you get that pun there, Black Wolf?
Fritz.
12 minutes.
Fritz.
Take your shot.
Anytime there is a nuts in there, they do. Typical.
The dog is running.
You know, I was at the dollar store earlier, Black Wolf, and I found something there that I've never seen before.
Your own.
What was that?
Well, you know how they've got microwave popcorn and all that stuff.
She's like, what's this?
Well, Lowry's makes microwave pork rinds.
Yeah, I've seen that. And
it's like a little bag like microwave popcorn. I'm about to try these bad boys out.
Dude, you might like them. I tried when I was stationed at Fort Irwin, and they be sick as fuck.
Oh, did they?
Ooh,
well, hell, just being in Fort Irwin made me sick.
Turn your fucking radio down.
Turn your husband down.
Hear that shit?
That's a daily occurrence. Right, you don't have to yell that out.
Well, hell, I guess I'm going to have to try these bad boys.
Damn, the chair tried to...
Yeah, I liked them. I mean, they tasted great, but
yeah,
after about the third bag, no, I'd get rid of
caught up with you.
Hey, are you in the bathroom? No, I'm just kidding.
Don't nobody want to see that. Let's compare them. No.
Oh my God.
Sword fight.
No. No sword fights, no comparing shit.
Yeah, I don't want to hurt anybody's feelings.
You live in Florida, don't you?
What's that?
Don't you live in Florida?
Yes, I do.
Okay, I was watching you walk around your house right there I don't know if it's a painting or what it is right there behind you. That looks like, something from Florida.
You know what? You ain't going to believe where we found it. My husband grabbed it out of the garbage can in a apartment complex we used to live in.
Oh, yeah?
I lived in an apartment complex, and I kind of felt bad for the guy. He was a veteran, and he didn't have a mattress. Well, his son went out there, and somebody had thrown a mattress out, and his son packed it in there and packed it in their apartment. And I'd be damned if the damn thing wasn't full of them bed bugs. And they tore him. He had sores all over him. They ended up kicking him out. They kicked him out of the apartment complex because he brought the bed bugs in, because they got in his apartment and the apartment up above him. And you know, hell, I mean, he couldn't help it. I mean, I guess he could, you know, but still, you know, I thought it was kind of shitty they kicked him out. And he had a hard time finding a place after that.
Sucks. Yeah, I think I remember that. It was, God, like 10 years ago. He just walked in one day, hey, we got a new painting. Like, who did it? You know? I'm like, okay, well, we got some empty wall space. Let's do it, you know? What the hell?
I thought she said empty ball space.
The ball space.
It did sound like she said, we got some empty ball space.
But here's the tree. I don't know if y'all can see that, but we got, the cool-ass tree.
Oh, hell, Black Wolf, I think I fell in love with these things.
Well, I tell you what, you know, I'm country. I love pork rinds.
Oh, yeah.
He's like eating.
I ate some of them and
chicharrones.
I thought the same thing, you know.
Yeah.
But I'm not going to bring you, maybe. Maybe you'll like them. I got
one of those iron guts, man. I can eat just about anything. Hell, I've been known to take one of those little tubs of chocolate cake icing and a little tub of strawberry cake icing, and I'll take a spoon and just dip in both of them and eat the whole thing. Yeah.
Well, I'm not gonna bullshit you. I would love to do that, but unfortunately, I'm diabetic.
Yeah,
and drinking copious amounts of beer is about all I can get away with.
Yeah. Well, see, my dad's diabetic, and I'm afraid it's gonna catch up with me one of these days.
Well, you know, that's what's funny about being diabetic. I mean, I've got my glucometer. I can take it and everything like that.
Mm-hmm.
And a lot of people don't believe me. I've proven it to my doctor. It took me all the looking at the clinic I go to. I told him, I said, I drink beer and it lowers my blood sugar. He said, there ain't no way in hell.
Try one.
Said, okay, take my blood sugar. He took it. I was up, it's about 2:00. He took my blood sugar. I said, okay, I'll be back in 5 hours and I'm not going to do nothing but drink beer. That's all I did was drink beer. And it lowered my blood sugar by about 60.
Well, hell.
But I drink light beer, you know, so.
Yeah.
Not that it matters, but it does.
I used to drink quite often, but I tell you what, I probably hadn't had a beer in, shit, I'm gonna say about 8 or 9 months or better.
I haven't had a beer in like 8 seconds.
I had 4 minutes ago and now I'm all out.
Now last night,
how about that?
last night I drank Wild Turkey 101 and orange juice, which probably spiked the hell out of my blood sugar. But
mm-hmm. Yeah, Heather, that's fine. I'm cool with that. What you sent in the private message there?
I think hers froze.
No, I just mute a lot. When I'm not doing the main host, I mute a lot, especially when I got my kids here, because if it's not the kids saying something, it's the dog saying something, or it's me tripping over something, or, you know, random... My random rants are not as funny as you would think. Ow, my fucking toe! Like, you know, nobody wants to hear that shit. My son, I can't get to the point where I can't
even... in here. I don't know what time y'all got, but we need to get everybody in here if we're going to do this countdown. Because I got
yeah, it's about 2 minutes away.
2 minutes.
Mary is correct. 2 minutes until... 2017. Goodbye,
2016.
You're a fucking whore.
There it is. There it is.
Yeah,
the clock. The clock says
11:58.
What does the clock say?
Not beer, man.
You're out of beer.
Well, I got 10:58 here.
You have an hour. So, then.
Well, y'all so are we going to celebrate early. How about that?
I can celebrate with y'all, and then I can wait another hour and celebrate again.
So, like, true hillbilly style. I'm going to celebrate twice.
Since we are all together, I think that you guys should, like, convince him somehow. Let me go up to a grunt fest.
Bring the video on, dude.
Oh, you don't want me on video.
Yes.
Yes, Gruntfest.
It's cold here.
Let me come around there and get my buds in so I can hear.
Okay.
So, anybody that we all...
Hi, Rebecca! Shit.
Hi, Rebecca!
Give her a minute. She don't have her earbuds in.
Damn it. Now they got a twist.
Just put them in your fucking ear.
Y'all want to see something funny?
We don't want to see your little dick.
Look at that guy. And look at all his shit he's got strewn out on the floor.
J-minus, 1 minute.
He's been telling me for 2 months he's going to clean up his mess.
Keep me down.
Told you.
He's told me for 2 months straight he's going to clean up his mess. So I say, you going to clean up today? He's like, oh, I'll do it tomorrow.
Hello.
Uh-oh. Oh, there he is. 50 Shades of Butt Fuck.
Hold on, man. Hold on. I got Bub with me, man. Hold on.
Bub.
Hold on.
Miss Kate.
I got to add him in this shit.
Oh, shit.
There we go.
Willie. Yeah,
what's going to happen when the satellites go down?
Well, I don't know. I don't know about y'all, but my ball's already dropped.
Oh, shit. What time is it?
I hear it going on outside our house. It sounds like a damn arsenal.
Yep.
Yeah, it is.
They're overheating their barrels.
We need to do our delayed. We're going to do a drunk delayed countdown. I'm going to get my daughter. Oh, yeah. We're going to do a damn delayed drunk countdown. Put that down. We're doing a countdown. You can go right back to it.
Planners.
Come on.
Shit.
Yeah. Yeah. My ball already dropped, so.
All right. We're going to do a countdown, even though it's late. Are you ready? Everybody count with me. 5. I don't give a fuck. Humor me.
It's already Happy New Year.
Humor me.
My hair is all shitty.
Humor me. 5.
This is a best, best countdown.
4.
Three. 2. 1.
Happy New Year. Yay.
Fucking some of my bitches.
Now, y'all hold on. Let me pull my pants down. I'm going to do a helicopter.
See your fucking video with your big nutted ass.
Thank you for humoring me.
Fucking awesome.
You're so welcome, Miss Heather.
Sounds like war outside. I gotta go see.
I know, I got fireworks in this fucking ghetto ass hood. Oh, in the hood.
Now, where's? Wait a minute. Where's
show up?
Where's C-Trag's video at? I want to see his sexy ass.
Damn.
I hung up. Well, oh, you know what? Speaking of which, guess what? It's his showtime, which means
it's time for yep.
Gotta go.
Oh, already.
Get out of here. We gon' hey, Blood, let our RZ, let's fuck with him.
Oh, it was C-Trag?
Like this. Oh, right. Get out of here.
Oh my God.
Oh my God.
This motherfucker just lit. What did he light in your house? What the fuck was that? Was that a Roman candle? It was a fucking Roman candle.
All right,
guys.
Drink
thank
responsibly.
Y'all for joining us with Full Metal Potato, and y'all stay tuned. We're going to have 50 Shades of Butt Fuck with the combat engineer and Bub. No, 50 Shades of Veteran is going to be next. But thanks for joining us. Join us again next Saturday.
All right, we're going off an air on five.
All right, guys, tell them bye, buddy.
Bye, and Happy New Year!
Happy New Year!